Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Here's the answer. Here's why joy comes in the morning. Revelations 22:16. I love this one. It says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. He says, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy that joy cometh in the morning? Because Jesus is that bright and morning star. And what we can do is look towards that morning coming. And when we know that Jesus Christ one day will crack open that sky and call us up hither, that's a great day, isn't it? I like the way James puts it in James chapter 5, verse 8. Here's what James says in James chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Wow. So I wanted to encourage you, Trinity, tonight, that it may look bad. You know, they always say this, it's always darkest before dawn. Hang in there. Sometimes it looks like things are falling apart, but they could actually be falling into place. But what you have to do is continue to praise the Lord in spite of it. We're not going to let situations stop us from praising the Lord. We're not going to let infirmity stop us from praising the Lord. We're not going to let broken relationships stop us from praising the Lord. We're not going to let sickness or being poor stop us from praising the Lord. What we're going to do is we're going to praise the Lord in the midst of what we're going through. And when we do that, we have taken the focus off of us and placed it on Him. Because it's a heavy load. We can't carry it. When we put the load on Jesus, He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I careth for you. He can carry the load. Now, I know as we're without a pastor right now, it is going to take all of us to come together and just continue to praise the Lord and watch and see what He does, not us. And I've told you many of times, and I'll keep saying it, we can never grow Trinity. The Bible is so clear. It says that increase, some water, some plant, but God gives the increase. That's right. And if you study your Bible, He always does a great shaking first to get rid of the unbelievers so that He can take the believers and do great things. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again. Lord, we just thank You for Your message. Lord, we just thank You that joy cometh in the morning. And we know that You're that bright and morning star. Lord God, we just ask that You just continue to encourage us to praise You and lift You high. I love it when You tell us, if You be lifted up, You'll draw all men unto Yourself. So Lord God, as we continue to lift You high, continue to keep us focused on what's ahead, what really matters. When the rubber meets the road, what have we done with Jesus? And Lord God, I just pray for the coming days, coming weeks and months here, that Your love will flow through and things will be done according to Your perfect will. And Lord God, I just pray for that list once again. It was heavy. Lord God, so many people on that list need You, Lord God. Encourage them and let them know that You care for them. And let them know if they can just hang in there, that joy cometh in the morning. Now, as we depart from this place tonight, we ask for Your safety. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.